The markets are a little mixed in the grains after an evening of volatility. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures right now are about fractionally to 2 cents lower. Soybeans are trading anywhere from fractionally lower to about 2 cents higher in the close front months here. We'll take a look at those numbers very soon. Global markets are reacting to the news late yesterday that Israel launched a major attack against Iran's nuclear industry, reportedly damaging one site severely and killing at least three top Iranian military leaders. Iran has reportedly launched a drone attack in retaliation and vowed to punish Israel for the attack. Crude oil futures jumped last night, and the New York Exchange had them trading as high as $77.62 a barrel, with ag commodities also following suit. And oil prices, though, have fallen well off their overnight highs, as it was reported that Iranian oil facilities have not suffered any damage. Although a new state of unrest in the Middle East is likely to keep the markets volatile, stock futures are lower as a result of the newfound geopolitical uncertainty. The Dow is down almost 500 points. European and Asian markets are also trading lower with this new wave of unrest in the global economy. On the livestock side of things, yesterday the cattle market continued to consolidate yesterday, giving the impression traders are getting a little uncomfortable at these price levels. However, steady to higher in cash should provide some support. Hogs closed slightly higher, tempered by low weekly export sales. Opening cattle calls are from the higher. Hogs look to be lower in the front months, higher in the deferred contracts. We'll look at the numbers next.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
On the overnight, July corn down 2 3/4 at 435 3/4. December new crop down 1 1/4 at 439 1/4. July beans up 1 1/2 at 1043 3/4. November new crop down 0.75 cents at 1026 1/2. Soy meal down $1.90 at $2.92.60 per ton. Soy oil up 57 cents at $48.18. Chicago wheat up a nickel at 531 1/2. Kansas up 4 1/4 at 527. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 3/4 at 623 1/2. And oats up 7 3/4 at 387 1/2. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.